B-Pod Studios.
All this.
Do you know Patricia at all?
He was getting Bill Coffey when I was there.
Okay.
So, I know.
Have you heard anyone say anything?
No. Nice?
Yeah. No. He's just the worst, isn't he?
Before Fred could ask the question.
It's no. I've yet to meet somebody that's like, you know, what a great guy he is. You know wow. what? He's misunderstood. And I don't, you won't hear me going after Matt because I've never had any personal, right. Issues with Matt. But I haven't met anybody that thinks well of him. In this business or just even a player.
That's amazing. Because so I have not heard one positive thing from anybody about Matt Patricia. I have about Joe Judge.
Yeah.
I've not heard.
I heard Joe Judge is actually an all right guy.
It's not only that, but Joe Judge has some football acumen and is not like as big an idiot as he might have come across.
I think he lost his mind at the end of the season. I think that's something. I think because he seemed to maintain his composure for most of the year, and then there was that one press conference that everyone thought he was going to remain for another year, and then he went nuts and they fired him.
Well, he self sabotaged. Yes. He didn't even have to have that press conference. That was an unnecessary press conference. But regardless, I've heard that not if they're like nice guys or anything. I've heard that. I mean, who cares? But I've heard Judge. People celebrate his football acumen. I have not heard anyone say anything ever. And this is stretching to Detroit, where they really hate him, as evidenced by when you guys had Dave Burkett on from the Free Press. They all despise him. And in the sea of people that live and die by the Patriots, I have yet to meet anyone who has said anything kind about him, or that he is has a football mind? Nobody,
except for Bill.
Well, yeah, which is all that matters.
Yeah.
And it's almost like Bill likes him personally, right?
Oh, loves him.
He's I told you, he's his walk around guy. Uh-huh. You keep pushing back on that. I mean,
well,
I'm
he's got a pretty lofty position for a walk around.
No, but I mean, I'm watching him making sure that Bill gets to that coach's photo behind the breakers next to the coach during the thing. I mean, who's running along with him when Bill's hustling out there to make sure he's part of the photo?
Yeah.
Who's sitting in the meeting room when he cuts loose Cam Newton?
Who's
his walk around guy?
You know who gives me a vibe of, and it's a different position, but I just think of the way that like Ryan Grigson, when he was over with the Colts, like people looked at him. It's like a total douche.
Dude, he was general manager of the year.
Was he really?
Yes. The year they drafted Andrew Luck.
How about that?
Dude, what a tough decision.
Wow. I think I might have been able to figure that out.
But I mean, it's like I think of them the same way. Like somebody who has this high position that just universally everyone can't stand and everyone's got a story about how awful they are. And I don't understand.
What it is, Rich? It's like when someone like meets a chick and everyone's like, no, 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 no. Don't marry her. Don't marry her. Don't marry her. like, everyone sees it. But the guy's just
been
like,
there.
and the guy's like, you don't know. It's like Patricia. Everyone's like, Bill, don't do it. And he's like, you guys don't know.
You guys don't know what I know.
You guys don't know what I know. You're not there at 2 a.m.
It's
watching
like,
film.
I think about it, and it's
years
like
years later, heartbreak, poor. You guys were right.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah, when he gets fired, he's like, it's all because of Patricia.
I should have listened to you, man.
Oh, sure. But I think about it. It's like, Grigson, remember Pat McAfee had that story when he was on with us at one time where he said that Grigson yelled at him because he was taking a photo of himself in the equipment room, and Grigson like pulled him aside and brought him in his office. Like, we do not take photos inside the equipment room. That is a sacred equipment room. And like McAfee started laughing at him. Yeah, and
that's what you want the GM doing too, because they have nothing else to do except for discipline players.
But it's like people can't wait to say bad things about Matt Patricia when you meet them, whether it be people in the media or like people who have been around him. And it just is so weird to me. Like, and you're right. It's like he's got Belichick's got those rose colored heart glasses
he's
on.
He's got like a magic, you know what? Yeah, it's like, that's what you guys don't understand. You guys just don't understand. He's cast a spell over old Bill.
Good for him. He's got his lottery ticket. I mean, there's no better guy to have a spell cast over.